Hey, we are back, and like a phoenix rising from the ashes, like a true redemption story, we are back in Studio Bohagan.
Yeah.
And even though it is not 100%, we are operating much like the second incarnation of the Death Star. There's still some damage.
Yeah.
But the cannon's ready to fire, man. We're here with episode 164.
If this was your kid's if this was your basement room as a kid and this happened, like, your parents would just never fix that.
Oh absolutely. Yeah.
It would just be like 20 years later, like, nah, there was a leak one time.
Fact, the only reason it's getting fixed is because we know people.
John just looked at it like it was going to fall on his head, though.
No, that's
he's
right.
Like, eh.
No, I trust Jason's work.
Well, first off, the first voice you hear that other than mine was, no gimmicks needed, Mr. Jonathan Aloysius Bender right across from me.
I'll take it, I guess.
To the cattywampus to me would be the Kathleen Flop. No silver badger today, but my favorite.
Yeah,
yes,
he's in the state capitol right now.
My favorite thing about you walking down here and looking up at this part of the room that did not get damaged and going, this looks pretty good. And then I go, you didn't make it in all the way, dude.
Yeah. Well, for some reason I was thinking it was this because this can't all be vent.
That's what I asked too, Jerry was like, it's all vent.
No, I think it's a return. And it's an exiting.
Okay.
So yeah, probably. It's pretty much because there's probably space in between. So, yeah.
Well, when you cut the drywall up here, we'll look in and see how much of this we might be able to take out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a groove right down the middle.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Podcast where you can't see any of the things they're
going to
fix.
Hey, people need to know what's going on in Studio Bohagan. But like I said, all that doesn't matter because we are here recording episode 164. And I don't think any of us brought much to the table, but. Like, I might have a sneaky suspicion that we're going to go for at least an hour because I know you brought a couple of movies.
Yep.
The first thing I brought to the table would be something that I just showed the Flop before we came down here, the most anticipated trailer not in theaters in 2019.
I watched it today.
Game of Thrones. Yeah. Well, it debuted today, so that's why you watched it today.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm a day behind.
It was the first full trailer. Gotta say, it got me pretty pumped.
Yeah, a lot of dragons. Really went all out.
And
they didn't show the ice dragon.
Well, it's about
though.
Fucking time.
Yeah.
Well, I read a story that they released, the actors and some directors. This will be the largest filmed medieval style battle scene, even larger than the previous record holder, which was the Battle of Helm's Deep.
Yeah.
The runtime of the final battle is 43 minutes.
Is that the final episode?
They don't know if it's not the final episode, but it is the final battle. And yes, it was also the largest assembly of the main cast in one shoot.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they've never been in the same part of the world.
You know what I'm going to be doing? Pause. Tell me who's who.
Yeah. And, of course, they said and expect some of them to be lying dead by the end of it.
Yeah, they should do a little pop-up video style like Cersei Lannister.
They said it will be roughly three times larger in scope than the Battle of the Bastards.
Wow.
That was
a hell of a scene, too.
I argue is the greatest television battle of all time.
I think that was the largest battle on television.
On television, yeah. But this is going to usurp the Battle of Helm's Deep, which is the second Lord
of
the
Rings. Way to one-up yourselves, guys.
Jeremy's going to use big words because he took a test today.
Oh, I did. Well,
did
we'll
you pass?
We don't want to talk about that right now. We'll talk about that off air.
Are you on or off the spectrum?
Let's let my
He's
wife
probably
answer
like,
that.
I'm at least 170 well, IQ.
If you've listened to Chris Hardwick and some experts and stuff on his podcast, we're all a little bit on the spectrum.
Oh, a little bit.
Everybody's there's a hint of it's just different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
As Hayden says, everyone's got a little bit of weird in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, so I'm pretty pumped. That final image of the trailer to when they're all gathered at. The final battle, by the way, takes place at Winterfell, so the home of the Starks. It ends where it begins, and where they're all gathered there, and you see the lights, and then you see the two dead hooves pop up.
Yeah.
That's like nerdgasm right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty big.
I liked my favorite speech there was Jamie's little diddle there.
Yeah, the redemption of Jamie Lannister.
Yeah, yeah.
I fight for the living.
Yeah,
and
I like
will
that.
Continue
I
to
like,
do
woo!
That. Yeah, maybe... Of all the characters, like, and this is pretty true since the beginning of it, we've talked about this ad nauseum, is Jaime and Hound are the two most important. One of the things I did see was they were naming all the characters that are at Winterfell for the final scene.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain wasn't one, so I'm hoping Hound takes his ass out.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know what's coming, brother.
I just see, like, Tyrion and Jaime lining up next to each other for like the final battle and then like riding in together. That's going
to
be cool.
I fear Tyrion's going to try to turn bad because he's jealous.
Maybe.
And of I John. Mean, he's constantly not got the girl.
Oh, yeah. It was like little man syndrome.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little
I
bit.
I mean, but if they win, he can just go back to his wine and hookers thing. Yeah, I mean, that worked for a while.
Or he'll almost turn bad and then he'll wise up and make a plan. It'll be nice seeing him and big old Sam Tarly, who are the two smartest people in the world.
Yeah.
So get together. But yeah, pumped. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. What'd you think, Missy? Melissa Jane?
For all of you that couldn't hear, I shrugged my shoulders.
She doesn't do trailers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is Rachel.
It's not.
Is it a guy thing?
Maybe. I used to love when HDNet had the trailer show, which was like 50 minutes of trailers.
Or
like
I'm just not a trailer person. I'd rather get pumped up for the at the end of an episode, what's coming next? I'm like, yes, that looks good.
See, I hate that. I hate that.
I love that.
Oh, I get mad when it's not on a TV series.
Well, see, I don't like that because I used to not bother me, but now in like the world of instant gratification of Netflix and Hulu and all that, that you can just watch the next episode.
Yeah.
But, like, I would never even go to a movie back in the day unless we made it in time for the trailers. Like, I have to watch the trailers or I feel incomplete.
Missy has handed me a beer that you brought over, which, what did you call it? Laser Snakes?
Laser Snakes.
Laser Snakes. And who makes this?
Jester King.
Oh, no, Three Floyds.
Three Floyds, yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry, that's their beer too, yeah.
All right, yeah, I'm excited about this.
It's, I'll let you try it.
Yeah, well, if you go by label alone, it looks like it's going to taste like ass. Because that's a little too much going on.
Dude, it's straight out of your uncle's van out of the 80s.
Oh, I was going to say that's a 90s comic book cover.
No, I know. This looks like some guy pulls up like from like that 70s show or like the early 80s. And he's like, what's up, guys?
Yeah, and smoke rolls out.
Yeah, he's got a bed and some fucking shag. Christmas lights in the back. Yeah,
we need to get a van.
Yeah.
Record Creeper? The podcast.
Take this bitch
van.
On the road.
That's right. Mobile podcast. Half van will travel.
You're only going to get men guests on that show. No females touching.
We'll
into
make
a van.
The glass see through.
We'll wear
one way see through.
It'll be a requirement
we can flip a little switch.
It'll be a requirement for all men to wear the
chastity belts.
The fishnet tank top. You know what I'm talking about?
No, got to wear the fishnet underwear.
Leopard speedos.
It'll be pretty. It'll be awesome.
It'll be pretty disgusting.
Yeah, that's one thing it will be. Hey, what movies did you say that you were bringing to the table today?
Oh, I finally watched Tag.
I love
finally?
It.
Finally?
Finally. It was on it's on HBO, and I was it's hard to watch movies like that with a 4-year-old around. You remember those days?
No, we're bad parents, man.
We've never filtered.
Well, finally
our
I was like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to watch it."
It's not as bad as
It's not. It really wasn't.
I loved that movie.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a great ending?
Yeah, it kind of teared up a little bit.
Yeah.
It was just a great good feel good ending.
I mean, I think they showed great filmmaking restraint by not flash forwarding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just let it end on that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even really know, like, I didn't look into it because I didn't want to know, but if he makes it out of the cancer, if he really dies?
I don't think that was a part of the real story. I think they made that for the movie.
Well, either way, it was still cool.
And seeing the real footage of the real guys was pretty good.
Yeah. That was fun, yeah.
The only thing I noticed was, man, Hollywood people are way better looking than us.
Yeah,
well, you guys, you know,
not me. Yeah, they're semi-better looking than
that. So, I got to ask, when you were watching it, the scenes where Jeremy Renner was just going balls out, were you like, that's the scene where he broke something, or that's the scene where he broke something? Were you trying to guess which scenes where
he
broke his?
He broke
something.
No shit.
He broke something in one arm and something in the other arm. Yeah.
I bet it was during the when he had the towel or whatever, because he was doing some fancy shit with
that. Oh man, that was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Oh man, it cracked me up though, man.
You before you jump into your net, let's say on our brand new official Universal Untapped rating scale of 1 to 5, how much would you give it?
Solid 4.
Yeah, I think
it was very funny. It was one of the funniest movies I've watched in a long time.
Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit. Before we move on to whatever other movie you got, we had a good conversation. Was it yesterday? You were speaking of how Hollywood people are better looking than us. I think we should bring up the Pete Davidson, Kate Beckinsale for all the...
Oh, my God!
Here. Can we all agree? Ariana Grande is a very attractive girl, but that's an upgrade.
Yeah, for sure. Best rebound ever.
Legendary hotness, right?
Well,
for
so apparently one of her ex-boyfriends, who is a comic as well, and probably half her age as well.
Who was that? Who's her
ex? I don't know. I saw it on TMZ. I don't know what he said, but he was like, he basically said, good luck with that, but you better run.
Oh, like, good luck with all that crazy, huh?
Well, you know what? I'd risk it.
Yeah, you can't. You know, you can't trust an ex.
Yeah. What is he gonna do next, though? Like, is he gonna fucking date Jennifer Aniston after this?
I'm sorry. I don't care how hot she was. Watching them kiss was utterly disgusting. Yeah, it was disgusting.
Gross. Like, super gross. Like, no tongue in public, please.
She is a grown ass woman.
She's got, like, kids and shit, right?
Like, why the hell is she tongue kissing out in public?
I don't know. Maybe she's going through, like, a little midlife crisis or something.
Kate Beckinsale's ex is Matt Rife.
He was the director of The Underworld, wasn't he?
No. That's a different. This is different.
She was with that guy though, right?
I don't know. I thought it was. Is Rona that how she Mitra got the job? Who replaced her was. No, Matt Rife has been in a bunch of movies, like low budget movies. In fact, there's no fame to him whatsoever.
I guess she has a type. Young.
He was on Wild and Out.
Young, not great looking comedians. That's her type.
Oh man, I wish I was funny.
Well, he's actually better looking.
I said not
than,
good looking.
I mean,
I'm good looking, but I'm not young, so I feel like one of them has to cancel the other
like
out.
A kid.
He
looks like a
fucking
child.
I do remember him on Wild and Out.
Dude, Kate Beckinsale's a child molester.
Whoa.
Speaking of, I gotta watch that Leaving Neverland
documentary. I'm not gonna watch that.
I am.
I can't. No, I just don't.
It's you know, I heard Rogan on his podcast with Brandon Schaub today, and they were talking about it. And I'm interested in it too. You're gonna tell me about it because I'm interested, and there's a lot to process in it. But everybody that has talked about it in this way, I feel is right. I feel like it's a tough one because, one, he's not alive to defend himself anymore.
Yeah.
And two,
correct,
when
yeah.
he did get off of getting acquitted from these charges, one of the guys involved in this was one of the people that got him acquitted.
Yeah.
True.
He turned, and I'm not saying, you know, maybe he was brainwashed or whatever, but.
Well, guys, listen. Look how long it took these females to come out with
yeah.
the
Yeah,
and
like the kids
and
with the Catholic Church and stuff. I don't know.
Jackson was a powerful. I'm not saying.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I agree.
Wade Robeson is right, and he's telling
the
truth.
I totally
but
think
Michael Jackson
that
was a powerful dude.
I totally think that he did. I don't know. Like, I think Tom was talking about it. I don't know if he full on touched or anything, but he manipulated children and fucked with their heads. There's no question about that.
His doctor said he was chemically castrated by his family.
Well, I would assume that because his actions were from the way he grew up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not
yeah,
saying.
He had a messed up childhood. Yeah. He was never allowed. And he had a level of fame that no one quite had ever had.
Yeah.
And certainly it was at a time period where that level of fame, it ruined you from going out in public. We don't, people aren't that famous anymore. At least they are.
Well,
they're in their pockets now.
Yeah.
This was a worldwide fame. And two, if you were that famous, money went much longer because there was no cameras to catch everything.
Yeah.
There was, I mean, yeah, some of the stories that come out of that, though.
What perception is it changing? Like, you either believe it or you don't at this
point.
No, I'm just interested in the story itself. I'm not.
Okay.
I just want to see what these two guys have to say.
Yeah, okay. I think you brought up a good point, John. I think the people that believe he did it are always going to believe he did it, and the people that don't aren't going to buy into this. It's still going to be a divided.
Yeah.
But this
isn't moving the needle anymore.
But I think because of the level of some of the stories, it really is. It's creepy. The marriage to the one boy and turning their parents.
I don't know about that.
So,
by the way, the dads of these two guys have committed suicide.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's put this in, like, compare it to R. Kelly.
I was just going to say that. Go ahead.
Michael Jackson, I couldn't give you, I don't know enough about any of it to say he did or didn't do it, but I feel like with, like, R. Kelly, I could say, I'm pretty sure that man did it.
Well,
all the stuff.
Well,
that
at the same time, similar to that, he married Aaliyah at what? She was 15,
14.
14, yeah. And he was on camera peeing on a person.
He's on camera peeing on an underage girl, and allegedly now there's two more films of him, one of which says that the girl calls out her age.
But okay, so just to play devil's advocate on that. What if he was just like, we're going to role play and you're going to pretend like
you're
14?
Well, then you figure out what her first name is and first and last name is and look up her age at the time of the video.
But that could be his defense. That could be his defense. Like, we were just role playing and I was pretending like she was 14.
Once is an accident, three times is a pattern.
Well, yeah.
His problem, too, is his accusers are guns a-blazing.
And
Michaels are accusing
many of
him
them.
Years after his yeah. death. Yeah. Now that, and I'm not saying this, but now that they need money, they're paid for this documentary. And I'm not saying that's some of the people's argument. These girls with R. Kelly, they're just. I mean, he had a harem.
Yeah,
we know this.
I've yeah. watched that documentary.
Let me ask you this though. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, I've watched the R. Kelly one, and those females seem pretty legit. Now I don't
woman
know what
bailed him out.
Yeah, it was a
owner of a business.
No, she's a.
Yeah, it wasn't even his own money. It was.
Superintendent or something of a
no,
school.
No, she's the owner of a business, and her business is being destroyed now.
Yeah.
And she's getting death threats and stuff.
Well, this happened apparently in 2014. They were on to him, and another person bailed him out, and then it all died. Like, money was moved, and everything died off. But now, and I agree with them that the R. Kelly stuff, he, you know, if it comes out and everything is the way it is, he is a monster. And people are saying, like, you should remove R. Kelly from your playlist and all that.
But still, that music is good.
But at the same time, you know, like, what do you do about watching The Cosby Show? What do you do about Michael
well, it's
Jackson?
Not on TV
if it
anymore.
Comes out, but Cosby's if Michael off. Jackson comes out, like, if.
Oh, it'll be gone.
If his somebody comes along and says, like,
do you
this
never
is definitive
play Thriller again
yeah,
on
do you
Halloween?
Never play Thriller? Do you never play Smooth Criminal ever again? Uh-huh. Is it.
Well, again, also, I say the. It's going to be.
How do you separate?
We'll see if it does, because again, there's literally no proof. It's all those two guys' story.
But like,
so it's all hearsay.
Yeah,
the R. Kelly's
going
to
trial,
and
that's the only way that you can separate. I think in this day and age, the art from the creator is the hearsay and stuff. Like,
well, yeah, Michael's. Like I said, Michael's detractors are always going to be there. His supporters are always going to be there. It will be interesting to see if he does get. When this is over, but yeah, I don't know. It's a weird deal. You brought
like
up,
I can't watch a Kevin Spacey movie and feel the same about it anymore.
You brought up
Baby Driver. Every time I see Baby Driver, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean,
I had a coworker
creepy.
Just tell me, he goes, "Hey, we just started House of Cards." I go, "I'm not gonna ever watch it." I go, "But not because of Kevin Spacey per se, but because it never ended. But he was fired, and
they
like,
killed him."
He goes, "Oh, I didn't think about that." I'm like, "Yeah,
there's no you gotta have a degree of separation. Like with Weinstein as a producer, like." Yeah, he produced a lot of good movies, and you could still enjoy them because he's not on camera.
And not everyone knows what he did.
Exactly.
Like, I'll say this about R. Kelly, the same thing about kind of like Harvey Weinstein and stuff, too. These rumors were going on for a long time, and people were still lining up to do songs with R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Lining up.
Well, that's because they just saw money signs.
People still line up to do movies with Woody Allen because he's a... "Quote unquote genius."
Not since the last one. I mean, not since the big one.
There's still big name actors that came out and said that they would still work with him.
Yeah, but he's not getting the money to make the movies now.
No,
there's not going to be.
Well, once Weinstein fell, they were like, "We got to."
You brought up the Me Too thing a while ago, or someone did.
I did.
How about Roseanne going hard in the paint now that she
restraints, went on Candace Owens' show?
The restraints are off, though. Roseanne's doing.
What does she do? I don't know.
She said all the women that have come forward in the Me Too movement essentially are hoes because if they didn't walk out of the room and they took the deals from Harvey Weinstein and whatnot, that made them prostitutes.
Yeah.
They had the option of walking out.
What about the females that still had to deal with Weinstein and turned him down?
Yeah. That's
she's not talking about them, I guess, but she's talking about the ones that did it and accepted it.
This is from a woman that never got hit on because she's always looked disgusting.
Roseanne is shoring up a right-wing base of people that she'll guarantee to... She'll be able to speak at right-wing events and still do stand-up shows in,
but if you listen
in
to
deep
her,
red areas and still be fine.
If you listen to her interview with Joe Rogan, she's not... right-wing. She's middle.
No, she's a conspiracy theorist.
She also supported Trump because she said, because I didn't trust the candidates from the other side.
She also supported Trump because she believes the QAnon conspiracy theories about a child molesting sex ring in the United States.
Yeah, she talked about that and stuff. But
she's a fucking whack job, man.
Well, yeah, and she's also had traumatic brain injuries.
And I'm not saying that, but you got a platform.
This is the person, though, that has always been there. She was this way in the 80s.
Yeah, I know she was. And she did the Star Spangled Banner and spit and grabbed her crotch,
but
and everybody hated her.
But now that the gloves are off, she lost her show for things she said. She's going
to
go out there and just the inflammatory tour and just burn buildings down.
Well, she did that. She's on a show with a the show she did this on was Candace Owens, which is a white right wing inflammatory person. Well, there's
also something to be said that they're the only ones having her anymore.
Exactly. So she's short of a base and guaranteed herself an audience. Joe had Alex Jones on.
Well,
the other
comedians
day.
Have her too. Other comedians still support her, and they say she. If you get to know her, she's a great person. You gotta understand. She's on a lot of drugs.
I would call her like everybody's crazy aunt. Like, yeah, she comes around and she's really great to you. Once she starts on her thing, everybody leave the room.
That's it. I mean, that you know. And yeah, Joe has.
We all got that family member.
Joe has everyone on. He has both sides on. What other movie did you finally catch up on?
I finally watched, and it's been on my radar for a long time on Netflix, The Apostle, or Just Apostle is all it's called. I don't know if you guys watch this. It's got Dan Stevens and Bill Milner.
I don't know what this is. So.
It's, dude, it's wild. You got to watch it. It's like this, Dan Stevens' sister goes missing, and he's got to find her, and it's set in like this cult on an island, Irish island. They go, and they're living on their own and stuff.
Well, it's Irish, so there's accents. Missy's out.
No!
Yeah, they're not deep, though, and they're pretty easy to follow. But, dude, it's got a... It takes some weird, witchcrafty turns that I really dug, and it keeps up the tension the whole way through, and I really dug it. Four out of five.
Ooh, harsh. You're going hard in the paint on some shows today.
Yeah.
And speaking of Irish and accents, Peaky Blinders lead star Cillian Murphy. Supposedly is now the odds-on favorite to be the next Bond.
No,
yep.
Too skinny.
Well, Pierce Brosnan.
Still Idris Elba all the way, man.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get it.
He's too old now.
Yeah, I think it's time that window is closed and he's doing
10 years ago, he would have had it.
He's going to be a supervillain, though, in an upcoming Fast and Furious spinoff.
And he's got a Netflix show coming out. The DJ show.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks great, but I'm going to watch it
anyways. Also playing Coachella as a DJ.
Yeah, he's got a rap song out, or a song out too. He just released.
He's a dance guy. He's a house music guy.
He's always been a DJ. Yeah,
yeah, I know. I mean, it's not my bad.
It's not my thing either. Like,
that's the only flaw he has.
Like he'd be a 10 out of 10. Now that he's a DJ, he's like an 8.
Yeah.
You know, 8.5.
Yeah, he's a dubstep DJ.
But speaking of like the scary movies, because I kind of got on a little like weird movie kick that I wanted to watch. I watched this one wasn't that great. The Ruins.
Oh,
I feel
yeah,
like you guys watched that.
That's pretty old. Yeah,
2016. It was on Amazon.
Oh, it feels way older than that.
I like the premise, but then when you think about it, you're like, that's stupid. That plant would have died a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do they just keep feeding it? Like, why is it not dead?
Yeah, it's not. It's a bit of a stretch.
Like, the guy from Black Murphys is the only other thing I've ever seen the lead white guy in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is
Black
show.
Murphys. The Black Donnellys?
Black Donnellys. That was it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Irish name.
Yeah.
Insert.
The Black Murphys. That sounds racist.
So is the Black Donnellys.
Yeah, I guess a little bit. You ever watched... There's another good, scary one that was around that same time we watched, and it wasn't bad as... As Above, So Below.
Oh, that's
like
a good one. Yeah,
the
French...
Where they get down into that...
Yeah, and that's a found footage movie, right?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah,
I dug that one. But I was like, this is cool, I like it. And then like at the end, when you're done, you're like, that was stupid. That plant would have died like a long time ago.
It's kind of
like... you know, the gore factor was pretty good and everything, but... It kept you interested the whole time. Rachel's all into it. And then when it's done, I'm like, stupid.
I tweeted out that we watched a scary movie, and I thought it was going to be scarier. It wasn't so much a scary, but it was a fucking awesome movie.
It was really good.
I give it a 4.5 out of 5, and that's Overlord. That was
so good. Oh, I'm jealous.
It's a good...
Dude, it got really good reviews.
It's a good war movie.
Good.
And a pretty solid, like, Nazi... monster movie.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good
I thought for a moment that it was going to get a little too like
cheesy,
but I was like, no,
but it's in
interest.
The Cloverfield universe, right?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Well, there's no connection.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're all very loose connection. What was the one with John
Goodman?
Goodman.
The 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the hero at the beginning of the girl that goes, and she goes towards the danger at the end of it,
yeah,
which is a city.
But that's very, very loose.
No, this one, there's not even that loose connection. All this one is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I really want to watch it.
4.5 out of 5 for me.
Okay.
It's a great, great movie.
Are we doing fives now? When did we do fives?
We switched the last episode from the because we in order when we do these beer ratings.
Oh, that's
because we
right.
put them into Untappd. Yeah. So we just adopted the universal Untappd.
Yep. I remember. Yeah. Sorry, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, that was it.
Those are the movies I watched. Yeah, we haven't. I think that was the only real movie we've watched of late. We're shameless final episode of the season's coming up. It's big.
It's
Emily, what's her name?
Emmy Rossum.
She's leaving the show.
Right?
Yeah.
It's gonna go on without her.
Yes, that's the one more season at least. Her character's been the most unlikable.
I've hated her. I've actually wanted her character to die this whole season.
Isn't she like the main character? I've never watched the show.
Frank,
yeah.
Which is William H. Macy. Yeah. Actually, they've done a good job with the show of really making everyone's story pretty important. So they
can
survive.
Well, the main people.
Let me ask you something real quick.
Yeah.
Is that still like super carbonated?
Look at it.
It's still one of the worst beers
it's
we've ever
like,
had on
like
here.
It's not like super bubbly in my throat or in my mouth.
But yeah, like
but
it's
like,
crawling out of the bottle. Yeah. That's crazy.
I gave this Laser Snake a 2.5 out of 5.
Do you pick up when you drink it? Like it starts out real strong, but like at the end, what do you catch?
You're an ass.
Trying to take this shit to a sophisticated level and you just can't do it.
Sophisticated.
That's your problem.
Something.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a weird hop or...
like a candy?
Yeah,
that nobody likes?
That. Yeah, I could
that
see
your
that.
That your grandma might
like?
Werther's?
A whorehound or whatever. Those
like
were.
A black licorice?
Yeah.
Taste black licorice at the end.
I don't dig it.
I like it, but I definitely catch a hint of black licorice at the end.
Well,
I would have brought you a middle finger space station, but I drink them all.
Yeah, well, speaking
so
of...
So, here's to you.
Yeah, speaking of drinking all...
Oh, so fucking good.
We started by drinking a Stone Scorpion Bowl IPA. Missy bought that for me for...
the Super Bowl?
Valentine's Day.
It was part of his Valentine's,
part of my Valentine's Day. But the importance of it right now is we get on a flight Saturday morning to head to San Diego as a family.
I get on a flight Saturday evening to head to Florida. America's penis.
You're going to be in warmer weather than us. But,
really?
Well, I don't know. What's your
weather? San Diego's a little chillier.
Yeah.
Our high that week is like mid-60s.
Yeah. And so we're not swimming in the ocean. We'll put our feet in it. Mm-hmm. But
he'll be around all the old people.
You're going to windsurf.
Our hotel is close to Ballast Point, to Stone, to...
Yeah.
The day we get in, there's a beer festival that we could get Groupon to for $40 each that has like 86 breweries represented.
Sounds like Caitlin's driving home.
No, it's in walking distance from our hotel almost. Yeah. I mean, well...
All right, girls, you figure out what you want to do.
Yeah, yeah. So
just sit at this booth in the restaurant for a little time.
I'm pretty excited, but one, because of the sheer amount of beer that's out there in San Diego.
Yeah,
it's one
fun.
Of them. And two, my wife is now a red wine drinker, and we're in wine capital of the world.
How did you convert her? I can't get rid of her.
She did it on her own.
So Katie had like an at-home wine tasting, and the first wine that we tasted was a cab. And I was like, ugh, I hate red wines. And I tried it, and I was like, this is fucking fabulous.
Fabulous.
$97 bottle of wine.
Yeah,
I was
happen.
Like, well, I cannot justify taking that home. So one of the other ones was a Merlot, and Katie's like, I buy this. I get it all the time. I order it all the time. And so I tried it, and I was like, oh, I do like this. So I ordered it, and I've just been drinking red wine ever
since. Side note, Paul Giamatti was at her party, and she said, I'm not drinking Merlot! That's a deep cut sideways
reference. I've tried all sorts of things now.
Yeah, she's tried it all.
Mm.
I know. All
We're working out team names for volleyball, and I was thinking mostly butt stuff.
We won our last session.
Did you?
Yep.
And we are now officially called How
I Set Your Mother.
Yeah, How I Set Your Mother.
Oh,
but
you
fuckers.
You're like the 400th person to use that.
I don't know.
We didn't. Well,
Tim
we
gave
voted
us a bunch
on
of
it.
Options.
But I just say, come on, mothers, like when we're down or whatever. I'm like, come on, mothers. Yeah. I just yell.
So, yeah, when we get out there to San Diego, we fly in on a Saturday.
Yeah.
We will be, we have tickets to the zoo. We have tickets to Belmont Park, which is kind of like a scaled down Six Flags, but like are like a urban air upscaled with rides.
Oh, okay.
And that, which is on a pier.
That's cool.
On the beach. Then we also have the Midway Museum on the aircraft carrier.
That's what I'm super
she's
stoked
excited about.
About
that.
Midway, is it like a military museum?
Yeah,
it's like
an aircraft carrier with jets and everything on it.
Neat.
It's been converted to a museum.
Neat.
One day.
You're going to hit your head a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
One day I would love to go to Hawaii and what do they have, that observation deck over one of the...
Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, but they have that observation deck on the water over one of the sunken ships.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would be really cool.
That would be awesome. Right now, apparently, Southwest has flights starting from $49.
From California.
Yeah, also...
We could go up on Sunday.
Yeah, we could.
Just island hop. Just hop to the next island.
We are also, one day, we're going to get a train ticket to $48 for the whole family. And it's going to take, you know, there's 8 stops up to Oceanside.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we'll hit all those towns and do a beer something at each town. And
the girls really want to go into L.A., though, because they want to see YouTubers. Like, we're just going to run into YouTubers everywhere.
I assume you would. You just might not know them.
Yeah. It'll be like a 3.5-4 hour drive with traffic.
If we were going to travel, it would be to the Sequoia Forest.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. That'd be like a 5-hour drive. Yeah.
I would totally do that.
Yeah, but we're not even getting a car when we're out there. We're just chilling. We got Little Italy close to us. That's got the stone tasting room or the Ballast Point. Yeah. We've got the Gas Lamp District.
There's a place that has like beer floats. I'm super excited about.
That's near.
That's pretty cool.
That's going to be logistically the hardest one to do, because that'll be like a 20-minute Uber ride from one of our train stops.
Well, that's like $700.
No, I've done it. It was $60 for me when I was out there. Yeah, to go from the airport to Oceanside, which is 40 miles. It was $68.
That's not too bad.
We're looking for one of the... I've already went through and like got all the restaurants that look good that we might try, the ones I know we want, the places of interest to go to.
I need to do that.
I went on Groupon, and check this out on Groupon if you can find it. There are free to claim Groupons for restaurants.
Huh.
But it's like, if your card is linked to your Groupon, it's automatically 25% back on your purchase the first time you
use it. I'm like, we're going to pay for our whole trip.
Yeah, no, and it's, you don't do anything. You just accept the app. You have 30 days to use it from when you accept it. And if you buy it, it just credits your card back 25% the first time, 10%.
Cool.
There's different things. So
I'll have to do that.
So I did every single restaurant in San Diego. It highlighted them on our little packet of what we might do when we're out there. So
speaking of packet, though, this fool came home with itinerary in a folder.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Everything's printed out.
Way to go, Clark.
I do it every time we
color-coded.
Travel.
Everything's color-coded.
Yeah.
Kalen's pissed because he doesn't have the weather in there.
I said I'll print that off before the last Friday.
Yeah, you can't trust that forecast.
I do it for every trip because I put it in the backpack. That way our tickets and everything are all together.
You're a fucking dork.
Yeah.
I'm more of a wing it kind of guy. Yeah. I'll figure this shit out on the road.
Yeah, so what are you guys doing down in Floridia?
Rich's parents, so I'm going to have to figure some shit out without them, but we'll probably just go to the beach a lot. And then last time I was there was only 2 breweries. I'm hoping there's more.
Oh, that's right. You said that. It's not like the most touristy town.
It's like a retirement community almost.
We're the youngest people there by 40 years minimum.
So we would be by 30.
Tony, my friend Tony lives in Fort Myers, or did at some point.
Tony.
They're 20 minutes from the beach in the off season. In the on season, they're like an hour and a half away.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a fucking pain in the ass. But the upside is, after 5 o'clock, the roads are all yours.
Yeah, there's no one. And the downside, you got to get there early.
You can't get there early because those fuckers get up early.
You got to get there early for lunch because that's dinner for them.
Yeah. I think I was going to take the kids to the Manatee Park, but you have to watch it. It's a free range like manatee sanctuary.
Yeah.
But they come and go as they please, and apparently their high season is January and December through February.
Their high season is January. They stop smoking weed in March.
Yeah, yeah. So they're hit or miss. Like, you go, and you still get to kayak and stuff, but you might not see manatees.
Right.
But it'd still be kind of cool to see.
So
I definitely have that.
I have a friend that went to Florida. I can't remember where, but her aunt has, like, a condo there, so they were down there. And the condo's on the water. And while they were there, every day a manatee would come up, and they pulled out the hose from the house, and they didn't feed it, but they just shot water, and the manatee drank water from the hose.
Huh.
So every day that they were there, I assume it was the same manatee, but they thought it was the coolest thing ever.
That
they're like, a manatee
cool.
came up, and they say
don't
interact, you know, basically with the
manatees. Yeah, you get like a lot of trouble.
But it was literally just water from a hose. It's not like they were feeding it.
On your way to see the manatees, you should listen to Jim Gaffigan's famous manatee bit skit in his stand-up.
I think I've heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
He's
you know,
funny
for
guy.
A guy that operates completely clean, he, you know, he's pretty funny.
He's found his niche. And, you know, he's mom comedy.
He's one of the most successful traveling comedians in the world.
I like him. Yeah. Every one of his shows I've liked.
He had Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy from Farva and Mac fame from Super Troopers.
Yeah.
They say, you know, he did Super Troopers 1 as a favor, just mm-hmm. that scene he was in.
Yeah.
And he was already famous. And then, so in Super Troopers 2, when they announced they were doing it, he called them again, said, hey, do you need me in this one too? And
that's
they're
cool.
like, yes, we do. We always will take Super Jim Gaffigan. We watched it. It's more like a 3 out of 5 yeah. at best. It's.
I mean, it was decent for it being
enjoyable.
Late. Yeah. I mean, it's not like.
If
I mean,
it's on one day, I'll throw it on. I never
I would watch it,
out. It
again. Yeah. There are tons of movies that
HBO
I would never
also.
Watch again.
Is it?
Yep. Yep. It's been on HBO quite a bit of late.
I just dawned on me. I never watched the new Mission Impossible the other day. I was looking for it.
I have not watched it either.
I really want to see
I don't think
it.
It's on anything yet.
It's not. Mm-hmm. I looked. Mm-hmm. I'm really lazy, and I don't do Redbox anymore because every time I rent a movie, it's like $14 before I return it.
Jeez.
I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, literally go back the next day and turn it in. I have a movie in my bag upstairs that one of my coworkers let me borrow. It's called Dead and Breakfast instead of Bed and Breakfast.
Okay.
I don't know how this has slipped by the goalie on me because it looks like it's in the vein of like Nothing But Trouble with Dan Aykroyd. It's Jeffrey Dean Morgan is the star of it, and it looks awesome. And it's essentially a bed and breakfast where zombies start turning up, and the Jeffrey Dean Morgan is the town cop that has to try.
Comedy ensues.
Oh, it's a dark comedy, very dark comedy.
I don't like the fact that it's Jeffrey Dean Morgan dealing with zombies. He already does that.
Yeah, but this was like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Before he was Negan. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. This is. I don't know how I missed this one, but it looks great.
Yeah.
So.
Let me know. I'll borrow it from you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited about it. Hey, I did bring up something with you guys a while ago, and it's too bad Tom's not here.
It is too bad.
But since you guys are lifelong St. Louisans,
mm-hmm.
and I am a transplant St. Louisan, this is 36 things that are weird everywhere except in St. Louis. Now, I figure like we'd be an interesting dichotomy of this layout because you guys will say, well, yeah, that's definitely St. Louis. And I can say, well, that was outside of St. Louis.
Okay.
I ran into
how about
that.
It?
So let's go with number one, leaving your car door unlocked in hopes that a thief will try the handle before smashing your window in. That's apparently a thing that for St. Louisans.
I feel like that's a thing everywhere
yeah, I think
every
so.
Urban city.
It's a bit of a stretch.
No, I would just in hopes they'd take my car so I can get a new one.
Knowing the difference between gunshot sounds and fireworks.
Still don't know.
At any point in the year. So, yeah.
I still don't know.
I get that one.
But why is it? Is that because St. Louis is the most dangerous city consistently?
Missouri as a whole has a lot more fireworks are allowed than most other states.
And we like guns.
We do shoot people.
Yeah.
Constantly telling, this is an old joke, this is old hat, constantly telling people where you went to high school, that definitely is a St. Louis thing.
I hate when people ask me that question, I always have.
No one ever asked me that until I moved to St. Louis. That's a little silly.
It's how you judge whether or not you grew up poor.
It's definitely a prejudging
no,
thing.
No, all you
for
have
people.
To say is which county you grew up in.
Well, that's yeah.
Well,
that's,
no, that's untrue because like Pattonville and Rittner were totally two different things, but both North County-ish.
Yeah, and like Hazelwood Central and West were the uppity North County Florissant area schools.
It's definitely no. You are 100% right. There's an underlying current of racism that's existed in the city, and classism.
Yeah.
And that is all come. That's where
we
that
talked
high
about it today at work.
Using Hoosier as a general purpose insult is definitely a St.
Definitely
Louis.
Definitely St. Louis.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing until I moved here.
Yeah.
Refusing to go to work because there's an inch of snow on the ground.
Hand is raised.
I don't think that's St. Louis. Like Atlanta can't even handle like half an inch
of snow.
Well,
that's different though because that's us deep south and they don't get snow off until now that the.
I
climate
guess it's
has changed.
Thing, like the
that's not a thing. They just closed down a highway, in January because of the snow, or November, whenever that big snow was. 44 was closed because so many people were on the road.
I don't remember missing so much school as our kids do.
No, yeah, same. And I got a friend from Wisconsin, and she never knew what a snow day was. She goes, we just put chains on the bus tires and went to school.
Yeah, that's different, though, too. Wisconsin, they're normal. That's
I think they get like 7,000 inches of snow a year.
Standing in a long line in extreme heat just to eat ice cream in a parking lot, and they show a picture of Ted Drew's frozen
custard. Never understood it.
I never understood that either.
That's not a St. Louis thing.
Because I don't even think Ted Drew's is that great.
I've never been to Ted Drew's.
I've always...
You've only got it from the store.
I've only got it from the store, or one time they got it at work and they brought it to us.
I've always said that all of those ice cream places up here, whether it's Ted Drew's or whatever.
Doozles.
Yeah. They're in Springfield.
I'm a Fritz's guy.
They're in Springfield. They're in Joplin. They're in Kansas City. And it's the exact
frozen
same
yogurt.
Ice cream.
It's just frozen.
It's the same
yogurt.
Ice cream.
And it's delicious.
Telling jokes on Halloween night and when trick-or-treating.
That is strictly a St. Louis thing.
Is it? Because yes. I've never trick-or-treated outside of St. Louis. I don't know.
Growing up, I think it's a Missouri thing or Midwest thing.
Yeah.
Because growing up, it was down in the Boot Hill also. Paying $100, this is a low estimate. It's actually more than this. Paying $100 per table to bring your own snacks to a basement or a gym just so you can answer stupid questions all night.
Is that really a St. Louis thing?
I don't know if I've ever done a trivia outside of St. Louis.
I haven't. That's a good question.
Well, wait. You know people outside of St. Louis. People let us know. Have you ever done a trivia night?
Text us if you had one.
Do you know what a trivia night is?
Yeah.
If you don't, that's dumb.
I mean, is it like I've never seen trivia night on a movie.
Outside of a bar. Like bars, you've seen it. On TV shows, you've seen it in bars.
Yeah.
So St. Louis people aren't as dumb as we think they are. Someone created the trivia night for a school fundraiser.
Feeling an irrational twinge of hurt pride whenever you see a Panera Bread sign. Instead of
aren't they
St.
all
Louis.
Panera now, though?
No, all the ones here are still St. Louis Bread.
I've seen Panera around,
Going to a baseball game and actually watching the game. Yeah, that's a St. Louis thing.
Yeah, it is. My favorite is the guy who watches the game and then, but instead puts the headphones in so he can
listen
to the broadcast.
Using your car's AC and heat in the same day.
It probably is a St. Louis.
Assuming all museums and zoos are free because that's all you know.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I was telling a guy at work that we were going to the San Diego Zoo, and he said, when you go in, immediately to your right, go to the bus, and there's a bus that'll take you around the whole park.
Okay.
He said, and I said, but is it
free?
Or
you can get exercise.
Yeah. Well, he said it takes about an hour, and a half. And he goes, you'll see all the big spots, and then when you get off, you can just walk around the rest.
Yeah, I like that.
That's
and I
idea.
Said, is it free? He goes, I can't remember. I go,
it's
it
not.
Should be free because you already paid to get in the place.
What's it cost to get
48
in?
Bucks a person to get
Woo.
In. We got I found a deal, but...
Did you get to high five Shamu?
Yeah.
Shamu's
I don't think
not
Shamu's
there.
There.
Here's a good one, and this is true, and I've been to other cities recently where this is better. You can still find bars with a $2 beer.
Yeah.
In St. Louis. Yeah, it's beer is we bitch about our ballparks and our stuff. Beer's way more expensive in other cities.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And we have a main brewery here.
This of course is one that only St. Louisans can relate to. Getting a football team, losing a football team, getting a football team and losing a football team.
I don't know, I feel like that's happened to other cities.
Not two.
Not twice. Cleveland got theirs and they still got them.
Buying all the bread and milk in existence when there's snow in the prediction forecast, no matter how much that snow
may be. That's untrue. They just said people don't get out.
That's
on 2 inches.
Okay.
No, they won't go to work.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, I worked at a grocery store for 11 years. Snow or possible tornado where your power's going to go out. I better go get fucking milk. What are you going to do with it? That drove me insane.
How about
you drink it all right away?
I call it the French toast essentials.
Yep. That's the picture they showed.
If you have an electric stove and your power goes out, how the fuck are you going to cook it?
Recognizing the difference between the city and county.
Yeah, that is definitely
this is one of my favorite.
And St. Charles County, don't forget St. Charles County.
This is one of my favorite ones. Bastardizing the shit out of the French language, and they show Crèvecoeur Farm.
I'm from Florissant, so.
Dealing with both extreme and casual racism.
Oh, yeah.
Driving slower than the speed limit in certain municipalities because they're known for ticketing.
But I feel like that could be anywhere.
Followed, of course, by frequent and practiced drunk driving.
we are a baseball town with a drinking problem.
We're pretty good at it.
Or a drinking town with a baseball problem.
Going to fish fries on Fridays?
Oh, that's a Catholic thing. I bet Boston
anywhere
does that
that's
shit.
Got Catholics will do that. Deep frying every kinds of pasta.
Oh yeah, we are
for sure.
State.
Yeah. Toasted ravioli.
Putting 8 pounds of butter into a 2 pound cake. That'd be gooey butter cake
that's
right
fucking
there.
Good.
We created it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Running into your ex every single time you're hungover at the grocery store.
Yeah,
I don't know about that one.
Oh, you're a transplant, motherfucker.
I guess
ass
you
pissy.
Run into. I've never.
Not every time, but I do run into an ex.
Avoiding one half of the city, and that half can be different for every person. Some people don't go to North City. Some people don't go to Chesterfield equally.
Bitches, I don't cross the bridge.
I generally don't go to South County because it annoys me.
Warily side-eyeing cars with Joy FM stickers.
Yeah.
Oh, those people are cuckoo.
Leaving for the airport 90 minutes before your flight and knowing you'll still make it.
I don't know. We're going to leave really early.
Yeah, because we're not worried, you know.
Like, how early do you plan to be at the airport?
I've never flown out of anywhere in the evening, so I'm a little worried. So we're supposed to leave around 7, so I think I'm going to leave at 5.
There's a TSA app that you can check.
Yeah, it'll log.
It'll tell you.
Yeah. The taking deep satisfaction in any misfortune that befalls Stan Kroenke, that's a St. Louis thing.
Yeah, well, definitely. That's a recent St. Louis
Believing it's your God-given right to participate in the Major League Baseball playoffs every year.
Yep.
Getting a giant pile of food for less than $10.
Yep.
They mention Fast Eddie's. I don't believe this one. Getting an amazing apartment with hardwood floors and crown molding for less than $600 a month.
That.
Yeah, maybe in 2001.
Yeah. Waiting until someone else in the bar lights a cigarette just so you know this bar is okay to smoke in.
Not anymore. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Drinking a tall boy everywhere.
I've seen it on Friday.
Yeah. I don't know about this one, and you guys will have to let me know on this one. Relentlessly dunking or insulting St. Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. This was like a trailer park and farms like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Being super attached. This is the last one. Being super attached to a World's Fair that was hosted 114 years ago.
I don't get that one.
Yeah, people.
I don't know what you want.
People love it.
The one I brought is fine. Pale ale. It's good.
Urban dog.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so is that an accurate representation of what
it is?
Like
but they left one big glaring one.
Okay, I was kind of hoping that.
They did not mention float trips. I've never.
That's a Missouri. It's
a Missouri thing.
No, it's everywhere.
Untrue.
That's everywhere.
I went on a float trip in Arizona.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Vegas as a kid.
It's just they don't do it in the South or up in the North. Midwest.
No, I North maybe, because they don't have as many rivers.
They have more lakes, I guess.
Yeah, but no, I've floated with everybody from every walks of life and every stay.
I feel like if you talk to people from other states, they're like, what the hell is a float trip? Like, you get in a raft and float. Like, canoeing? Like, no, it's a raft, so you don't have to steer.
Well, you could do a raft, a canoe, inner tube.
I don't think a canoe counts, because the whole point of a float trip is to get, like, super drunk.
You're
and
supposed
just
to
let
have
the river
one
take
person with the canoe so they can carry all the food and water.
The dumb person is with the canoe. The smart people get the raft, and the people that really don't care just get an inner tube.
No, man, we used to get, like, 3 10-man rafts.
Yeah, same.
And then just float and not steer at all. Like, we would literally bring, like, 4
Absolutely.
Paddles.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we would do, too. And yeah. I hated doing anything outside of the raft because I didn't want to tip. If I wanted to get in the water, it had to be my decision. Yeah. I didn't want to be tipped.
I wanted to be able to jump from raft to raft as drunk as I wanted and, you know, have a soggy sandwich midway down the float. I didn't care.
Yeah, I've never had a rule. It's like I've been canoeing and floating on the same rivers. It just depends on the crowd. Like,
yeah.
I know if it's a drunken crowd, we're getting some fucking inner tubes.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I would never go canoeing on like the Bass River or whatever on like a Saturday with all those fucking idiots. No, it's just zero fun. Yeah. Like, you'd always see those like pretentious guys like, I'm here to enjoy the outdoors. No, you're not. You're here to see titties. Just fucking move on.
Yeah. They didn't put being constantly hopeful and disappointed all in the same week of the same season for your hockey team.
Oh, they didn't do that one.
No, that was one I feel like that's native to St. Louis, and we get our hopes up and down all in the same day.
Yep.
Sometimes in the same day. Same game, even.
Yeah.
I think the most notable thing for someone that moved to St. Louis from the outside is if you're here is the high school question. It's just like we said, it's the problem with the high school question that makes it so bad is it comes from a place of it's a nefarious in nature.
Yeah.
There's no one that asks you that is not doing anything other than judging you. I mean, it's
so
all
there. Oh, for sure. Is the general use of the word Hoosier.
Hoosier, yeah. Hoosier is another one. When I first got here and I started hearing people say
Missy.
Hoosier, and I was like, what are we talking about?
I don't know how true it is, but from what I read online is there was an influx of people from Indiana that came to the St. Louis area for some reason a long time ago, and that's what it was. They referred to those people as Hoosiers.
Well, Hoosier is an Indiana thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But that's that. I don't.
But
buy
we
that.
Use it as a derogatory term for people that came from there.
No, I don't think that's true. I think.
I mean, that's what I read. But
if you look at Urban Dictionary, because I've looked it up one time, they just say it's an insult native to the St. Louis area. But I don't think you're insulting a person from Indiana because people, they call themselves Hoosiers as a point of pride.
I think, yeah, they do, but I think it was a point of...
We call, Hoosier here is white trash.
Yeah.
That's what Hoosier is.
But that's like you know, like Dogtown or whatever. Like, it was a certain group of people that lived there. I think, people from what I read is a group of people from Indiana moved here and clustered together and they called them Hoosiers and then it just kind of stuck.
Well, yeah, but it's still that's the silliest explanation because you're calling people from Indiana Hoosiers.
Whoa, it's along the same lines of calling someone a retard when they're not actually mentally.
Yeah, but they actually were from Indiana, so they of course they're Hoosiers.
But how
it might have been derogatory to them, but like, don't go over there; those are the Hoosiers. You know, like they are. Like, yeah, we are Hoosiers. Like, yeah, that's a bad thing. You just don't know it. Like, you don't get it, but we're all in on
the
joke.
Maybe they were white
not.
Trash.
Well,
they
could have been, but it could have been. But it's just, if that's where it came from,
it could have been
silly.
Complete bullshit that I read on the internet. I don't know. I didn't really fact check it.
Doubt that. It's the internet.
Yeah, it's kind of true,
right? It's there to help us learn things.
I didn't care enough to fact check it
and
that deep,
find
so
out,
if somebody else wants to, go for it.
Find out what's so great about everything. That's what the internet's for.
Yep. All right. You guys want to play this little game?
Oh, you got
Since
a game?
Tom's not here. I said it's a little game.
Oh, a little game.
So, leading into this, Luke Perry, rest in peace.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, this is not a game per se, as it is.
It's a little
thingamajigger. We're going to judge fictitious characters, right?
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit of a game. Right. Leading into this, the conversation started because Luke Perry passed away this week.
Oh, yeah, rest in peace. And King Kong Bundy.
Yeah.
And the lead singer of Prodigy. Three celebrities in one.
Which, by the way, the point has been playing the shit out of their stuff. I'm like, man, this stuff is still good.
It's the greatest video ever made, Smack My Bitch Up.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Like, it still gets you hyped.
Mm-hmm.
Do your kids, had they never heard it? Like, have they ever
They've never heard it, no.
Like, but I wonder, if your kids listen to it, they'd be like, no context. Just put it on, they'd be like, this is good shit.
Yeah, I feel like it holds up. I feel like it's some
I think it does.
Dance techno that holds up.
But like with words?
I am the fire starter.
Yeah.
I feel like Kaylin listens to some pretty crappy music.
Oh, yeah.
But when we try and get hurt, like when Prince passed away, oh, this is horrible.
I'm not
what?
A Prince fan either.
But no, I mean.
You're a Hoosier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's.
Anyways, leading to this, Dylan McCabe, he said his new address is 666.
Yeah,
so you guys
Tom,
were talking about
Tom,
it.
Tom
said Tom that.
Too soon joke was Dylan McKay is his new zip.
So, Tom says, so that kind of had me thinking, based on characters, who's making it into heaven? So I went out and did a quick IMDb search of movies coming out this summer, and I picked a couple of, we don't have to do all these, we can do as many as you want. All
right.
Starting off, Sam Jackson.
What character, though? You said a couple of characters.
No, if you were based in heaven, if you were going to walk into the pearly gates right now and God only had your IMDb page to judge you on.
Okay,
he's going
this
to
is
hell.
Different. Yeah, the way you
he says fuck way
the way
too
you
much.
Framed it, it was
your
character.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So Sam Jackson's IMDb page is going to get him into heaven. This is all the...
Sam Jackson's character, based on his characters he plays, is definitely getting into heaven.
So...
Heaven.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Jules
Winfield out of Pulp Fiction.
Had a redemption story at the end, decided to change his criminal ways by the end of that.
All right. Or Del Robbie, Jackie Robinson.
The character he was?
Yeah. Bad guy. Eliza Price, Glass from that story.
Oh yeah. See, he's a bad guy. I get it.
Yeah. Kong,
but he's a
Skull
good guy
Island,
in
it. Preston Package.
He was a bad guy in Kong Skull
but he's
Island.
A good guy in Avengers.
He is the same motherfucking
guy. Is he a good guy? Like, that's a gray
he's
area.
Nick Fury.
Yeah, but he's murdered a lot of people.
Yeah, but for the betterment of humanity.
Listen, I'm just saying, based on his mouth, he's going to hell.
Yeah. Major Marcus, The Hateful Eight.
He was Shaft.
Yeah, you wish.
I tell you what, I take it back. I flip flop, and here's why. He played the most evil person in the world in Django Unchained.
Yeah.
No, he's going to hell.
Yeah. And then Valentine in The Kingsman.
Oh, yep. All right,
next.
He's going to hell.
All right, here
he's in hell.
Give us a chick.
More bad guys than good guys, I think.
All right, let's do Halle Berry. She is in John Wick 3 this summer.
Yeah, Halle Berry's going to heaven.
So let's do...
Is she a bad guy or a bad chick in that?
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
You don't know.
Then I can't base my decision
she's
on it.
She's Halle Berry. She's already angelic in nature. She's going to heaven.
That bitch goes through men like she changes underwear.
So good right away on the IMDb page, it pops up Catwoman.
Yeah.
That's going to hell.
Just poor choices in filming.
Gothica.
Yeah, she was a good mom in that.
Kingsman.
Or no, she was crazy, yeah.
She was a good. She was good in Kingsman.
Yep.
Kidnap, which apparently every mom liked Kidnap.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I don't either. Storm,
That's like Jennifer, Jenny from the Block's Enough. She played that.
Yeah. Storm, so she's going to heaven for that.
Yep. Ah, she's in heaven, dude. It's Leia.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, the only one I was thinking, what was she bad in? Swordfish.
She
has a turn in that, too, but she was still bad.
But they weren't really bad in Swordfish, when you remember. They were stealing money from... But that was it.
They were terrorists.
The body, remember? The dead bodies were... They didn't kill anyone. They just used bodies that was already dead. I mean...
That's true.
Yeah.
But I still think so. All right.
Hold on. I think you guys want to put her in heaven just because of the way she looks.
Like she looks heavenly.
Yeah, I feel like that was pretty much
Follow her on Instagram, and she puts out a lot of positive things out there. So that's why I think she should go
to heaven. That's Halle Berry the woman.
Yeah,
this
purely
is strictly
based
characters.
I say she's done more than bad.
But you just agreed with me when I said you're putting her in heaven for the way she looks.
Yeah,
that's not a character.
Every character
like
she plays is hot.
She can murder me, and I'd still be like, yeah, she gets in.
Yeah, every character she plays is hot.
All right. Ben Affleck.
You know what?
First movie steps up, The Town. Doug McRae.
Oh, he was great in that.
He was great.
That's a great movie. But,
he wasn't a good guy.
But he was also in Dazed and Confused, where he was the ultimate jackass.
Chucky from Good Will Hunting.
He's going to hell.
I think he's going to hell.
He's going to hell? All right.
He's going to hell.
Batman. Well, he was Batman.
Yeah, but he wasn't a very good one.
That's not his fault.
Christian Wolf was a good movie. Where the accountant, Christian Wolf. Bad guy.
That was an okay movie.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. He was an accountant that was very good at military.
I never watched it, but... I did watch it. Gone Girl? He's going to hell from Gone Girl.
He didn't do anything.
He was not a good guy.
Was cheat on his wife.
Well, and because she was evil as fuck.
Rules? We never established that.
He only cheated on his wife. That was a bad thing, but she was evil.
And he cheated on her with Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah, you cannot blame him for that.
That's really not his fault.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we're going to do a girl. Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. What all has she been in?
We'll pull it up. First one that pops up, Les Mis. I'm not doing that one.
Nope.
That drug movie with...
Love and Drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was good
Love
in
and
that.
Drugs.
Oh, the movie where she was...
Ocean's 8.
Oh, she was good
she
in that.
She used her sexuality to get some diamonds.
She was good in
she
that.
She was already rich in that. That was the only thing I didn't like about
it. It was a good movie.
It was good, but she's already rich.
That movie with...
Colossus. That was a good movie.
Garnier, and she was... God, what was this?
Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
That's a
redemption.
That's one of those movies where guys... don't like saying was a good movie, but that's a good movie.
Don Juan, I never watched it.
Yeah, she's going to heaven. She's Anne Hathaway.
So I see you guys want the chicks to go to heaven, the dudes go to hell.
Great masturbation scene in that movie Chaos or whatever it was. So.
Yeah, Havoc.
Havoc, yeah.
Havoc, yeah. 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 That was a good one. Yeah. Brokeback Mountain.
Let's do two more people.
Yeah, she was the wife.
Two more. All right, who you want to do? Want to do Charlize Theron?
Sure, she's going to heaven.
But she also played a serial killer.
Yeah. Or Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich.
It's Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, Mila Jovovich.
I said it wrong altogether.
She killed zombies as Alice, so she's got to go to heaven. She also played Joan of Arc, for fuck's sake. So, yeah, she's in heaven.
All right, we'll go with that, because I spelled her name wrong.
Mr.
Johnny Depp.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I feel like he's just going to hell.
Yeah, but you can't judge him on the actual man.
I'm just saying, Gilbert Grape was his only good guy role.
Jack Sparrow.
It was Jack Sparrow. He was good.
He was a gray area. Sweeney Todd.
He was bad in that. Yeah, bad in that.
Russell Poole, City Blast. Never saw it.
Grindelwald,
bad guy.
Oh, he was that police officer in 21 Jump Street.
He was. Mm-hmm.
And the show, not the movie.
He was in the movie though.
Remember? I know, but I'm talking about the original.
I'm gonna say that he's in purgatory for a while. He's gonna have to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
He's Donald Trump, and the Donald Trump.
He's going to hell.
Dead.
Going to hell.
Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
James Whitey.
He wasn't the Mad Hatter, was he?
He was.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he, but, Allison, he, but Allison, he was
the Looking Glass.
Oh, he was also. I think, he was also Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Lone Ranger.
James Whitey should put him into Hell Alone. Oh,
James Whitey was a good one. He was bad in that.
Yeah, I think he's going to hell.
I'm
going to
tell you this. I'm just putting him in purgatory because he's pretty 50-50. He's played some bad people and some good people.
He really has. Like a lot of those. His John Dillinger.
Oh, what's that one really depressing movie? Blow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what his name was in Blow.
That's a true story, too.
Yeah.
Juan.
Yeah, I would say he was, Sands and Once Upon a Time in
Mexico. I'm going to give you one for myself. Tom Hanks.
See, I thought about him.
Going to heaven.
He's got to go to heaven.
He's Tom fucking Hanks. Yeah, he's in everything. He's the.
All right, let's see if he's ever been a bad guy. All right, right away it pops up. Castaway, Saving Private Ryan.
He wasn't necessarily a bad guy, but he was a strict businessman in You Do.
Oh.
Yeah, because, I mean, he was very much company man. He's Tom Hanks. This is not
he did the circle with Hermione Granger, Watson.
Emma Watson, yeah.
I think he was like a tech guy. It was like kind of a bad gray area. Oh, yeah,
he was a bad
guy.
He was like a bad Bill Gates.
Yeah, I never watched
Steve Jobs,
it.
Yeah. That's right.
But I don't think he's ever played a bad guy.
He was bad in that.
Well, he was kind of mean
besides
in A League
that.
Of Their Own, but he turned a corner.
Oh yeah.
Maybe one of the greatest characters ever.
Lady Killers. He played a scheming, deceptive robber.
Oh, he was a bad guy in Lady Killers. He got killed by, he was one of the last ones to die.
And Road to Perdition.
That's a redemption movie. Very
but
solid.
He is a hitman, though.
Very solid comic book adaptation.
Yeah, that was very, very good.
That's all I got. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, like, otherwise he's good.
He's played 17 million good guys. He's a good guy. He's going to heaven.
I almost did Washington, but he doesn't have anything coming out this year.
He plays a villain opposite Emma Watson in Black Mirror-esque satire.
Yeah, that's him. I mean, he's going to heaven. I mean, the moral of the story is if you want to get into heaven as an actor or an actress, you better choose your characters wisely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I started thinking about it, I'm like, Sam Jackson almost always plays a bad or morally gray person.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp, same way.
Yep.
But then, like, you go Tom Cruise, almost always a hero. Tom Hanks,
that's
almost always lovable.
That's what his religion wants everyone to think that he is.
Yeah. He's going to hell in real life because he's in Scientology.
Yeah, but then look at like John Travolta, though. Like, he swung back and forth.
He played John Gotti recently, and I think
seven people watched that movie.
I think he should go to hell just for choosing that role.
If you want to go to heaven, just be like Tom Hanks and dress the opposite sex as your first role.
Yeah.
Bosom Buddies.
Yeah, that was a great show. Yeah.
It was a good
one. I thought that was a little fun game.
Well,
probably could have executed it.
I tell you what, we are over an hour, so less on our triumphant return to podcasting.
Yeah. I honestly thought you guys moved on without me.
I'm going to probably try to edit and release this at some point this one of these evenings because I'll be out of town for the weekend.
You can't. You don't want people to know we're going to be gone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I take it
all back. Well, no, we have someone living in our house, so we'll be gold.
And you have two terrifying dogs.
Giant dogs.
Yeah. These things are like fucking dire wolves over here.
But,
it's like Turner and Hooch times two.
So let's go ahead and throw it to Missy to end up this podcast.
I got something.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Chug your beers,
what?
Chug your drinks. All right, so today I heard that Pabst Blue Ribbon is coming out with a whiskey.
No.
So... And they're quote unquote probably proclaiming that it is aged for 5 seconds.
Oh, nice.
So it's gonna like light your insides
right,
on fire.
Right.
Shits are gonna be even worse than PBR shits.
Comes in and out immediately.
I don't know when it's gonna happen, but I just thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
Because
I guess
Pabst Blue Ribbon had the whole hipster thing. As of late, like in the last few years, they thought that was the best beer because that's just what hipsters do.
They really learned how to capitalize on being the largest wholly American-owned brewery.
Right, so they're going to capitalize more. They know that there's a whiskey shortage, so they're just going to kind of, flash frying it, basically with 5 second.
I mean, it's got to be at least remotely drinkable.
And failing whiskey houses, bourbon
houses. I feel like
houses.
It'll be more like a moonshine, almost.
Yeah.
But even we've learned that, a good moonshine shouldn't burn on its way down.
Drink it on air, though? This feels like a drink it on air type
definitely.
Situation.
There's also whiskey. Like, there was a one massive one where, like, they lost, like, 60,000 barrels whiskey bourbon house. And then today I just...
Was it a fire or...?
No, they collapsed. And then
I remember that.
Today,
yeah.
Barton 1792 Distillery in Bardstown, 120,000 gallons of fermented mash spilled today.
Oh my God. So, I was playing around on Facebook, and this guy I know posted in search of reasonably priced 15 to 20 year old Pappy Van Winkle. I'm like, get in line with the rest of the fucking world.
Here's, you can see the pictures of all that mash spilled
out. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. All the homeless drunks in the area were like, oh my God, we got to get a drink.
These pictures aren't for that, but that's the picture of the bourbon houses that was.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
so massive, isn't a part of whiskey, but I just recently had a shot of tequila.
Yeah, she did.
You've never had one before?
No, she's hasn't done one in a while.
I have not done it since I was like 20.
At tequila drinking ages.
I don't think I've done a shot of tequila in probably...
But
8 years.
Our wonderful yeah. neighbors that I love so dearly peer pressured me into it.
The Bosnian crew.
She basically...
You can't say no to her. She's so charming.
Mm-hmm. You really can't. Now, it took me a second. I downed it, and I had like one little splash left. Yeah. I was like, throw it away.
She's so tiny, and she's just like, she can't be trying to kill
tiny,
you.
She's almost as tall as me.
She's going to try to murder you.
They almost killed me because I was starting to feel bad that Sunday, and we went to Good News with them.
Yeah.
They had never been. We had a Groupon that was expiring for four people.
Jesus, what'd you guys turn 50?
What are you talking about?
It was
with your fucking Groupons. Like, are they an unofficial sponsor?
Dude, it was like $20 for four beers and two pizzas.
I'm not saying it's not a good deal. I'm just saying I'm way too lazy to look that shit up.
Yeah, well, yeah. Then you're failing because it's good. And so it was expiring, so we went with them, and we went there. Of course, we had more than the beers that were given to us.
Of course.
And then it wasn't a reflection on them. I was starting to feel bad, and I was getting exhausted, and I wanted to go home.
He's like, I want to go home. I was like, nope.
Missy was in drinking mode, so we went to their house.
It's go time.
And they, of course, kept handing me new beers. And I was like, I don't want another beer. But no, look, another beer's in front of me. I'm not rude.
Yeah.
So when I got home, I instantly went to bed, and I didn't wake up for like 4 days.
That's all right.
Murder. They almost murdered me. Yeah. So you got anything in the throat of Missy?
No. Enjoy your guys' trip.
You enjoy your trip
as
well.
You too, man.
Yeah. The only thing I'll say, too, and this is kind of a nin and a boo-boo to everybody, did you see that private bottle share that you were invited to?
I did, and then I forgot about it instantly, so I will remember to do it.
So if you can bring back something that I can't possibly get, we're going to try to do the same thing. And
if I can't get anything in Florida,
I know
I'll
you've
have
got the kids, but Rachel's it's a plus one. You can bring a plus one.
I'll see if my neighbor's in town.
And of course, my plus one is none other than my lovely wife, the Flop, because I have kids that are old enough to sit here while we're there.
If my one neighbor's not in town, I'm going to bring my other one.
All right, well, I guess so.
We got to approve of this other one.
If we don't know who you're talking about.
He's also bald.
Oh. I could go either way.
He's not as tall as you,
Samuel
don't
Jackson's
worry.
Been bald in almost every movie, and look, he flip-flops on his character. Yeah.
Not a time to kill.
That's true, but I don't have anything else, so that means we are done with this episode.
Dunzo.
So there's no Tom. I'll go straight to Bender.
Hold on to your butts.
Bye.
And with that, we will play the music. Oh, that's right. Jason's a kick-ass racing.